They call you D?
Yeah.
Great show.
Thanks.
What do you think of the crowd?
Huh?
What do you think of...
You're pretty good, I guess. Yeah, I got hurt.
Right?
Yeah. Well, look, just give me your name.
D Boone, I play the guitar and sing.
Okay, and
Mike Watt plays the bass, and George Hervey plays the drums.
Okay, just give me a little rundown on influences, musical influences.
Wire, the pop group, Captain Beefheart, Gang of Four, Sex Pistols, Clash, Jam.
Really, Captain Beefheart, or the whole career? Or?
Yeah. There's some jazz, well, the drummer likes jazz a lot, and I like a lot of, you know, I like a lot of stuff, you know, from heavy metal to country western, some of it, not all of it. Some of it's real bad, you know.
Some of what?
Country western is.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's like commercial music and everything, you know, there's good heavy metal bands, and then there's commercial heavy metal bands, and there's good punk bands, and there's commercial punk bands, you know. I just don't like the commercial stuff. Period.
Okay, I saw and heard about the U.S. out of Central America.
Yeah.
Okay, are y'all affiliated with any organizations, social, political?
I am.
You are?
It's called USACA, United States out of Central America. It's pretty much just a bunch of lobbyists who go to a bunch of democratic organizations to get senators and congressmen to not give aid to the Contras in Honduras and El Salvador and, you know, places like that. That's pretty much what they do, you know. They publish books that have come out of Central America. They try to get films and programs in schools so people can see what's going on in Central America. It's pretty much of an awareness, you know. I mean, all this shit of the communists coming up from Latin America is a bunch of bullshit.
Is it primarily one political organization? What I'm trying to say, is it Marxist, anarchist, Democrat, or is it just sort of...
Nonpartisan. It's just, you know, I mean, well, just personally, I'm a registered Democrat. I'm in it. Okay, I'm a Democrat. My girlfriend's a Democrat. She's in it. You know, there's some people who are Marxist, you know, thinking type people, but, you know, it's not a, you know, we're not bombing anybody or anything like that. It's just using the system, you know, our congressional powers to stop what's going on now. It's been going on since, you know, the 30s, even before that.
I know you don't want to speak for the other members, but could you possibly tell me if they would consider themselves, not label themselves, but consider themselves socialists, Democrats, you know,
well,
whatever.
Ron would say he's a Democrat, registered Democrat. George, he doesn't have anything to say.
Just apathist.
Yeah, pretty much. Beer drinker, you know, party dude.
Say, man, you might listen to a really shitty recording. No, I mean, it was
a good life.
What?
I'm glad you're having fun. All right. I hope you're having a good time.
I'm trying to get an interview done here. Okay.
From being born in
California. What is it?
There's times when you're kind of promoting aggression out here on the dance floor.
I'm not promoting aggression at all.
Do you think this is wrong to slam down?
Kids can do whatever they want. It's a free country, isn't it?
Yeah.
I used to fucking play army out in the fields, shooting my friends, right? Do you think that's aggression?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I think this is a lot cleaner and more wholesome.
Do you think it kind of gets it out there, or it's kind of gets people's...
Well, you know, half these, you know, like here tonight, a lot of people are kids, but we play a lot of over 21 clubs, but we have no kids, you know. And they don't slam dance. You know,
this is mostly a high school thing.
What tonight?
No pogo.
Well, pre-high school, it seemed
like. No, I know the audience was, but I'm saying, do you think slam dancing is?
Well, I don't know what slam dancing is. You know, it's kind of, you know, I used to go see like the Clash.
Political song from Michael Jackson, man. What happened? Man? It's a great song.
Oh well, we have a lot of songs. You know,
we've done that one, man. That's
y'all doing a Michael Jackson cover?
No. We have a song called a political song from Michael Jackson.
That's a great tune, man.
I wish
you guys didn't do nothing on the Paranoid Times single, did you? You know, well, we did.
I
know what you mean about, you know, that, you know, the aggression goes on out there, but that's just something, you know, I mean, we're playing rock and roll, okay? And when I was young, I used to go see these heavy metal bands, and it was always fights, always. You know, whenever you get a group of people or whatever, there's always going to be problems, because especially when they're all getting fucked up and they're all scamming on each other's girls. Right? It's all over. It's all over, you know? That's, you know, that's just something you can't handle. And these kids, you know, the slam dancing stuff, you know, it's become a trend. You know, we used to pogo, right? And we used to bump into each other, you know, not, you know, kind of bump around, you know? But all of a sudden, these suburb kids start getting into the scene, right? Well, not pogoing, but, these kids started, like, throwing their fists and stuff. Get away from me, son, you know? But, you know, I don't really go to big punk rock shows anymore. If I do, I just kick back in the back. And I don't have to get involved with it. I can still have a good time. Because usually the venue is smaller than the music. That's the reason why I like going to smaller shows, just to hear our music.
But the least I could do is
the energy,
it's
the violence.
I don't know. It's kind of like
it's bad.
A lot of it has to do with just people anticipating that. You know,
yeah,
it's punk rock. We're gonna do it. You know, I mean. A lot of our shows, you know, slam dancing doesn't happen in a lot of our shows. You know, on tour it does, because we go to these towns that have never seen us before, and they label us a hardcore punk rock band.
You're promoting this as a slam.
Yeah, you see, there you go. You see, so the kids are coming anticipating that. But not at all, you know. I mean,
it's good music.
And for one thing, you know, I'm like, well, the Husker Du will come out and they'll say it's wrong and it shouldn't be done in this and that, but I mean, I really can't tell anybody what to do and not to do. I mean, should they paid money to come in, they should be able to do whatever they want.
What?
Except kill people. You
not
know?
Hurt.
I mean, they shouldn't do
not
that.
Not push Mike in my teeth. What, the kids?
We was talking about how we preach on nonviolence in Central America, and then we play these gigs. It's kind of contradictory on the surface,
yeah,
but it's really
not violence.
It's not like
I saw you dancing, you dug it.
Yeah, oh yeah, shit.
I saw you slap your hands
and
dance
hard and cause violence.
What kind of show you got in store for Atlanta tonight?
Well, we have some cover songs this time.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Anything?
The Voice to Call, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Creedence?
Yeah.
The Who?
We do three Creedence songs. It's the Bar Band Revival.
Tell me about it.
No, we have a lot of originals too, but we have a new slant that way. I have this Fidel Rambo look.
Mm-hmm. Are your songs getting any longer?
Yeah.
It's a little longer. 3 minutes.
Couple minutes.
Wow.
Choruses.
Choruses. I know we have one of your videos that was 40 seconds long.
The Van Halen song.
Yeah. That's pretty hard to get the point across.
Oh, yeah, but people
that was the point.
Know it's us.
That's right.
That was the point.
That is the point.